Well, today is the day, isn't it?
Yes.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Oh, you can do better than that. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Today is the end of the path to the cross that Jesus started, and we've been celebrating now for the last 6 weeks. Paul tells us the pastors teach Christ crucified. It's the cross that makes that important. All right, so why do we preach Christ crucified? Why isn't it Christ resurrected? Well, most of you know it here because I've shared this with you. What's more important, the death or the resurrection? Because you have to have a death before you have the resurrection. So without the death, the resurrection has no meaning. You know, there's two schools of theology out there. One is called the theology of the cross, which is what we do. That's why the cross is important. And then you have the people that say, no, we don't want to celebrate death. We want to celebrate life. We're going to celebrate the glory of God. Well, what's wrong with that? What have they taken out of it? The death of Jesus. Why is that death of Jesus so important? What did he do for us? Yeah. He went through all of that so that we could have our sins forgiven with the result of eternal life with him in heaven. That's why the cross is more important. We celebrate the resurrection today, where he got up out of the tomb and walked out. But you had to have that death before you had that resurrection. You know, if you've seen the movie The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson did. You know, we're not going to talk politics or his personality or anything else. It's a great movie. Because the thing is about that movie that I really liked is we actually saw in detail what happened to Jesus on the cross. But I loved what they did in that understated way of the resurrection. Because they showed him getting up and then they focus in on his hand. And what's on his hand? The holes. You know, and that's a perfect way of saying he died and he's living again. And that happened today. So that's why the theology of glory is one of those things we're not excited about. Because glory is a part of it. But the cross, that cross is what's important. You know, we've been working on the humiliation of Christ. And what the humiliation of Christ was, he became a man. But today, we get to celebrate the exaltation of Christ. His resurrection. Our joy in seeing the empty tomb. You know, one of the things that I was a little disappointed about, this day is actually designed for two morning services, one at 6:30 and one at 9. And so the readings for the one that we have here, you know, deals with the locked room and that kind of thing, which I'm going to talk on in a minute. But the empty tomb, Mary Magdalene going to see, okay, and to take care of the body, was for the 6:30 service. But what happens, okay, you Bible scholars out there, what happens when she goes to the tomb and walks in? She sees an angel. What does the angel say to her? Why do you see the dead among the living? What a strong statement that is. And as she walks out, you know, she turns around and there's a figure in the light of the doorway. And she says something to him about, you know, Master, would you please move? And Jesus just looks at her and goes, Mary. And she just falls at his feet and grabs his knees, Rabboni, Master, Lord. Isn't that the same feeling that we have today? If the Lord is with us, you know, we've talked in here, what would we do if Jesus walked in through that door? you know, am I worthy? You know, what is that? But you know, the thing is that, how do we know that Jesus isn't here? Okay? What is faith? Okay, what else? What else? It's a belief in things unseen. All right? I mean, we've never seen Jesus standing here, right? True. Some of us have. But the thing is, for everybody, for the most part, that's the truth, isn't it? Okay? Do you believe he died on the cross? There's people that argue with you. Oh, he didn't die on the cross. It's all made up. You remember what Gamaliel said to the Sanhedrin after the resurrection? I mean, we're going to be talking about this in a couple weeks anyway. And they wanted to put the rest of the apostles to death because they were preaching Christ. And he said, wait. Now, you got to remember, Gamaliel is the teacher of Paul. Okay? He said, if this is from man, it'll just wither away. But if it's from God, it will last. Was he right? Yes. So far for 2,000 years, it's done pretty well. What is there, 2 billion Christians? Huh? Yeah, not enough, I like that. You know, but the thing is, even the apostles had trouble with that. Hey, Thomas, while you were here, Jesus came back and said hello. Yeah, right. I'll believe it when he's standing here and I can put my fingers in his side and in the holes. Thomas. Hi, Thomas. It's me. You know, can you imagine what he felt that time? I think if he could have dug a hole right then, that would have been about right. Okay? It is better to remain silent and appear wise than to open one's mouth and remove all doubts. But that's the thing about this. You know, as Christians, we have this belief. We have this faith in things that are unseen. Because we know it's true. When the Holy Spirit enters into your heart, okay, remember, faith is a gift from God. And isn't that belief a gift from God too? God so loved the world. I just did a sermon on that for 2 weeks ago, didn't I? But isn't that what it is? God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son to die for us. Why did he have to die for us? So that he could be resurrected. You know, it's like, what was that commercial? Was it about peanut butter and chocolate? You can't have one, and you can't have one. You can't have one without the other. Isn't that what this is today? The second half of the celebration. Folks, the path to the cross finishes today. But doesn't it start again today? Isn't that ongoing all the time? I think so. I think that path of the cross is what is so important. And as I view the cross, it's the single most important thing in human history. Everything before it leans toward it. Everything afterwards leans back to it. Why? Because it was on that cross that Jesus made it possible for all of you to have everlasting life and behold and have the same resurrection that he went through. That's his gift to us. And today, on Easter Sunday, isn't that a wonderful thing to celebrate? I think so. Christ is risen. See, I knew I'd catch you sleeping that time. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.